In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you tonight. Be glorified. Be adored, magnified. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness, because you are God and there's none like you. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. Take all the adoration. Blessed be your name, mighty God. Thank you. We ask that this place again, you come and have all your way. This is your council. This is your gathering. This is your assembly. We make demands, O Lord, that you come have all your right of way as this is yours. Be at home here. Find your resting place as you already are. Do all your pleasure here in our midst. And here we are yielding to obey and to follow. Be glorified. Be magnified. Thank you. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to welcome everyone tonight. We have been welcomed already. Welcome us once again. It's always such a beautiful privilege to have everyone that joined in here and everyone that currently is here with us also. It's such always a beautiful and a wonderful privilege. God bless you. It's always important to always pay whatever price it takes and it will take to be at the place of value enhancement. Value enhancement always comes at a price, but it comes at a price because it eventually delivers the price. Value enhancement may come at a price, but it will eventually deliver a price. And so, whatever is costing you to be consistent here is important because it is for your profit. Father, we give you praise. When God began to bring us into the understanding of leadership in His kingdom, and when God began to bring us into leadership in His kingdom, what He instituted and brought us into was a work of raising, teaching, instructing, educating, impacting, mentoring, administering, teaching to growth and equipping people to be effective and to be the exact thing, commodity that their destiny requires, to be the right individual to have their destiny delivered. Destiny in Christ Jesus is like it's an appointment. It's an appointment. An appointment is given the same way an appointment can be taken. In scriptures, we have seen appointment taken and appointment given and appointment taken. We have seen it in scriptures. Jesus called 12 of his apostles and gave them an appointment from the kingdom, and that they were to be apostles. It was an appointment from the kingdom of God. They were appointed to be apostles. But along the line, one of them was found wanting of gross misconduct. And so Peter had to quote that portion of scripture in the book of Acts chapter 1. He said, and so it is said in the Psalms, that let his bishopric be taken away. His portion should be taken away and his office be given to another. So they took out of it. They took away that office from him and handed it over to another individual, and that would be the man Matthias. Let's look at that scripture so that it will bring into our memory things that we talk about. Acts chapter 1, and let's look at verse. Now, this is Peter speaking. Look at what he said. Brothers, men and brethren, this scripture, Acts chapter 1, verse 16. He said, men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with one of us and had obtained part of this ministry. Another translation says, he was of our number and was appointed. That's the word, appointed. It's here in ISV version. he was appointed to share in this ministry. Now, he said, now this man purchased a field, the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. Now, look at what it said in chapter verse 20. He said, for it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be taken away. Let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein. And let his bishopric, that is episcope, that is the Greek word for office, his position, his appointment, he said, let another take it. Now, what that meant is that what he received in Christ was taken from him. That was his appointment. The appointment was to define his entire life. That appointment was his destiny on it. It was given to him, and then he lost it. The rest of the apostle Peter, who went on to become the lead apostle of the early church and a pillar in the body and in the church, and that was what he used the entirety of his life for until the end of his days, they were all living out of that appointment. The appointment was their life. The other apostles who were to follow, like Paul the apostle, they were also appointed in the same manner. You can already see him say those kinds of things about himself. You can see Ananias said to him, he said, the Lord Jesus Christ who appeared to you has chosen you. It's an appointment. So destiny in Christ is what can, is what is handed over to you, is given. It's not the sum total of your past life. Get it? Destiny in Christ is not the sum total of your past life. It is an appointed part, or it is an appointment that is handed over to you in Him. Say it to yourself, and you can write it down, that destiny in Christ is not the sum total of your past life. It is an appointment, an assignment that is delivered to you in Christ. Which is why the Apostle Paul teaches us that if a man be in Christ, he becomes a new creature. He says, all things have passed. All things have become new. That is, there is an appointed individual that he becomes. Destiny in Christ is what can be given, is what can be taken. It's not the sum total of your past life. It is an appointment that is delivered to you in Christ. The object, the core and the drive and the direction of what we have been assigned to get to do also, along with other things, as the Lord has revealed, is revealing and will continue to reveal, and will reveal, is to teach, equip, instruct, impact, lead, guide, live for the people and the sons of God to behold the gift of God and experience transformation that prepares them for their appointment. That prepares them for their appointment. Listen, that prepares them for their appointments. That prepares them for their appointments. Again, it is a delivery in Christ. It can be given to you. It can be taken from you and given to another one, to another man. And listen, the appointment is the submission of where all the prophetic things and the things of destiny begin to unravel and play out before your eyes. The objective, therefore, of part of what this is ordained for is to bring these sons of God, these ones that are called of God, these ones that love God, to come to the point where they will now attain to their appointments in Christ. Their appointments in Christ. There is appointments in Christ Jesus. Look at what the Bible says in the book of Let me pull out a scripture for us. Now, let's look at Luke chapter 10, verse 1. He said, "And this, after this, the Lord appointed 70 others. Other 70, and sent them." There is an appointment that precedes a sending. You must receive that appointment, and then you are sent. Now, in the same Acts chapter 1, where we read, talking about Judas, and where we saw that his bishopric was taken, look at what the Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse 23. He said, "And they appointed two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias." They appointed two. Now let me take us to the particular scripture. Now, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 11, very interesting picture. Let's look at 2 verse 10. We've read this scripture before. He said, let's start from verse 8. He said, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ, nor of me, his prisoner. But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel, according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling." Now listen, he called us. He has saved us, and then he called us with an holy calling, not according to our works. The word works, not according to our works. That word is egon. It talks about business, your employment, your living. Not according to what you learned, your education, your profession. But he said, according to his own purpose. That word own, it talks about a personal thing. It's according to his own purpose. And grace. He said, which was given to us in Christ Jesus. Match the word, not in Jesus, but in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus there is an office. It's like president so and so. It's like doctor this. It's like engineer that. It's like reverend so. It's like apostle that. It's an office. It's like justice so and so. It's like general that. Major general this. It's like lieutenant so and so, architect dash, barrister this. Christ Jesus. Remember our teaching on this subject last weekend. He said, in Christ Jesus, before the world began, that is, they gave us something. He said, that is, this calling was before the world began. Go to verse 10. He said, "But it's now made manifest." That is, that calling now was revealed when our Savior Jesus Christ came. He said, "But it's now made manifest by the appearing," which is the revelation of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Now hear this: whereunto I am appointed a preacher. I know
You will usually say, I am called. Paul knew he was called. You can see he talked about his calling first. But at this point in time, he said, I am appointed. That's an appointment. A preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Did you see his appointment? In his appointment later, Paul of Sarsus, hereby appointed preacher and apostle and teacher of the... This is not a man speaking because he's guessing. This is a man speaking because he understands his assignment. Because he read, it was revealed to him, the appointment letter was given to him and he saw it. I may not be literal sense, but that's it. The appointment letter is the content of the call, the appointment. That's why he say, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, a teacher of the Gentiles. I am appointed. Look at Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2. Or let's start from verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things. It's the same Greek word that they have been using. It's the Greek word titeme. It means to be set. The way you set somebody in an office. Jesus Christ was appointed as the heir of all things. So there was an appointment waiting for him. I would have showed you that vision to show you how the appointment was done. Let's look at Moses. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1. Let's look at Moses. 3 verse 1. Are we there tonight? Are we with us?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession. Look at this. Christ Jesus. That's like president, so-and-so. Christ Jesus is an office. Who was faithful to him that appointed him? Who was faithful to him that appointed him? As also Moses was faithful. Moses also got his appointment. Moses also was appointed. All of these folks, they were appointed. Father, will give me grace. So, there is the reality of this. Clear, we've seen it. These things, we began to teach it openly. We began to bring people to the understanding of these things. Sometimes, let's not add number, let's not give it a number. So, but not to be my God. In the matter of destiny, it is given. Is given through that appointment. You can already see Paul teaching in the book of Timothy. In the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy, that the way he was called was not according to his profession or business or employment, not according to our works. He said that in his appointed, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, somebody who proclaims, an apostle, and a teacher. I was appointed an apostle and a teacher. That's what he saw in his appointment. As to the matter of appointments in Christ, destiny, it is given via that appointment. In the physical world and in natural instance, when somebody is to be given a destiny in an office, he is given an appointment that declares and states what pertains to his existence and purpose in that office. Letter of appointment into an office to serve. You are hereby appointed to the office of the permanent secretary of this and that. This is what is required in this office. This is what you do, and that is what you do. And then for as long as you are in that office as the permanent secretary, you have no business in balancing accounts or having information and records of account details and how funds are being disbursed for projects and going issuing out money. You don't have that. It's not stated in your appointment. And anytime people start doing things out of the jurisdiction and the scope of the appointment, there is no provision in their privilege by that appointment that supports the action. Which is why there are a lot of things going on. There are appointments. And when the word of, and when we are being brought into this light and understanding, we understood the appointment, the call, the assignment, that along together with many others, essentially and principally, is to teach, educate these people of God, instruct these people of God, guide these people of God, lead, teach, mentor, impact, equip, bring into dimensions in Christ, till they are thoroughly furnished, and then become the individual that is ready and qualified, not according to works, but according to the work of the Holy Ghost that has pruned you and turned you, that individual that is ready and that is fit for the appointment. You can see Paul said the ordination of the appointment was before the foundation of the world, but it will be handed over to you. You'll be appointed in time, because that's where the function is, as per the ordination in time. This is true. Leko shakata labakasi kete leberete kenya. And this, together with many others, was a critical aspect. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
The objective is to bring them, deploy all these dependencies, deploy all this to the accomplishment of this. And so we teach you to arrive at an appointment in Christ. We teach you by God, instruct you by Christ, until you arrive at an appointment in God. An appointment. It is that destiny being delivered. It is an appointment in Christ.
Tonight,
as many that will, you will hit tonight and take an access by God tonight. An appointment. Many appointments will fall to people's destinies tonight and people's hands. Many appointments in Christ Jesus will come into people's direction tonight.
Amen.
I make demands for the release of the letters from heaven that decrease the appointment. Lord, I make demands and I speak by virtue of this apostolic ordination. Kobe meia ka ke koko meia ka koko kokia ke sua keata e kala suke le kesia ka kesio kekeria kasia ka le kesia ka kai ko seke ya kasitia ka kia keso ke ya kia ka kia ke ko ya kia ka ke ya ye ko ya kia ka ne ya kia ne kesia kia ka o ke digamu seke pemiza ka Kage koko shigagaga kiaga dei kage koko shigiaka oe asiwe yata ewa yasiwe yatea ewa yasiwe yatea ne wasia kiwa yasia ewa kia we asia dewa ye kasie we akasei ea we asiwa ye wasia ea we aso ye kaye awasie yesaya osia nia yesua Yeo siya ye kuwa ye ya seya ya ya oye ya siye de ya ka Oye ke wa yi de kuya masiya ki Yes, yes this is not tongue This somebody is talking Uwa ye ya ya suwa ye ya ya ha Please align and be sensitive to what is going on now Ya kuya ya da ya ya suwa ya ta Eya oye ye siya ya o wa siya ye ya ha siye Oye siya ya kune ya hayo siye ya ya so Eya oye ya hayo ne ya ha oye ya ya oye siya ya oye ya Eyo waye ya oye ya siye no ya ya so Kape ya ne oya ya o siya Ewa ya oye ya o siye wa ha oye ya ha Hey hey so le le o wa siye Oya, 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 siwea haya hoya la haya hoya la haya holia ya soya ha.
Thank you. Thank you. Lehushia semona. Lit makasika katapa kasiketo. Reteke su kataraba tabele kese prandalaba. Repekete seke pratamba seketo ropakadia. Mensedra la banka siketo. Oya dewu waya uhuya ha soa ya haya. Oa e koa ha he ha 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 ha. Hey ho he ha ha. Kope ha. Te o asia o koa e o waya he o waya he o waya he o waya he 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 ya ho we he ya ho we he ya ho we he ya e o waya so waya e koa e ya se o hai Oh, bale aye kwa ya hey 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 hey. Kubala kasiya. Awe saya.
Oh my God. Jesus. Thank you. It's flowing now. This is that moment where you receive, open your hand, catch some appointments, some letters from the throne room, from the archives where appointments are stored up, where appointments unto destiny are stored up. Today, the scribal direction and dimension that contains the portals of those offices are open. Assess some things coming out as some appointments, envelopes are flying into your spirit. Catch some. They contain the details of destiny. If you were that sensitive and wise by God, you will open your heart as this administration goes on. This speech is not just it's a declaration, it's a decree out of heaven. Oh my God. Thank you. Let it be. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Until you become taught, until you reach an appointment, you will never manifest deep purpose in God. Because you must be appointed unto the life you have been living. You must be appointed unto the life that is to be lived. Because it's what will be given to you. You can see that Jesus' destiny was given. He was appointed to be heir of all things. He was appointed. That means there was a sitting and then a decision to say, make him the heir. Paul said that was appointed. Peter talked about the appointment. When Jesus called 70, he said he appointed them. And that appointment confers on you a privilege. It confers upon you a government. It confers upon you an authority. There's something attached to it. And when people are conferred upon with an office in the physical world, it covers a scope, a jurisdiction. It covers other constraints and are attached to it. When somebody is appointed by virtue of election to be a senator, he doesn't stay in the state. Even if you are a senator from a zone in Bayelsa or in any state of the country, your office is appointed, his functions in the federal capital. That's why you can see the senator of a state, he's a senator from his state, but he doesn't stay in that state. He has to stay in the federal capital. Why? His appointment functions in that state, in the federal capital. When somebody is appointed as a permanent secretary of a ministry, he has to report to the office. Not just any ministry, it depends on the ministry. What that means, and I'm trying to say to you, that there are realms they are granted on the basis of appointment. Kote, edika, ediete, nefesikata. There are certain realms you can't even smell it until you gain an appointment, and effortlessly you'll be given, brought comfortably to operate in it. When you become a senator, you receive your appointment, a conferment of the office, you are taken to the FCT, given a lodge where to stay, given a car, security attached, and an office. When you are appointed into certain offices in Christ Jesus, you are given a realm. You are given a realm. He said to teach them to speak to you directly, to instruct you, to guide you, to bring you into direction, insight, wisdom, revelation, the knowledge of the things of God, purpose and destiny, until you come to the point and to the height where it can be delivered to you, your destiny, and say, now go forth from here. You must stay taught, stay teached, if I can use that word, until you attain to appointment. The manifestation, the realization, the entry point, you make contact with the appointment. Until in truth and indeed Christ Jesus ordains you. Say, now get out of it. Tumba, Amba, Tenko, Samba, Tekina, Otemesia. This is the office of authority. This is the secret of operating offices in authority. Because you know, I was appointed into this sphere. I have privileged rank and by grace, I have the privileged authority by virtue of office. This is why you see, the apostle Paul saw the office of Jesus. That's why he refers to him Christ Jesus. He puts his rank before him. If any man be in Christ, within the scope of this government, this individual's government. Identities attached to realms in Christ that we may not know in the world, in the tongue of men, but like they refer to Christ Jesus, there's something they add before your name, before they call you Benjamin. Life giver, they add a name. There are realms that come with offices, and offices that are joined to realms. That when you enter there supernaturally in the spirit, an identity is attached to your name. You don't know it in the words of men, but when they see you, they recognize the office. Paul saw Christ and started calling him Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. It all comes with the appointment. You must stay teached until you enter the realm. Listen, you can demonstrate authority in God if you are in a realm in Christ. If you have been ushered into a realm. Teach this man into realms. Teach them to into destiny. There's a whole call of God from you that can be entirely different from what you have found yourself as, or where you find yourself to be. A whole call, entirely different. Tonight I want to raise a prayer point, and I want everybody to be praying it, to pray it. Peter and Emmy, you come up. We don't want prayer like you are. We pray with every fervency in your spirit. Lord, teach me on into appointments. Teach me into appointments. Yes, because there are more than one. You can see Paul say, I'm appointed preacher, apostle, teacher. And then he knew the direction of his office. He said to the Gentiles, we are about to raise a prayer. Lord, teach me into appointments. Come on now, let us pray. Where you are, if you can't turn on your mic, still pray. Lord, teach me to appointment. Let's go. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, I saw it very clear. Very clear. Appointments into destiny. Appointments into destiny. Appointments into destiny. It is given. It is given. Now listen. Paul said, wherefore I am appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. Hebrews 1 verse 2 said, concerning Jesus, that he has appointed him to be heir of all things. Chapter 3 verse 2, he says that he was faithful concerning Christ to the one who appointed him. There is appointments unto destiny. Look at what happened. Moses was on the mountain communing with God, and then right there in the mountain, somebody was appointed. Listen. And he said, listen, I have called by name. This was an assignment. It was an appointment. That's why I said, I have called by name. Oh my God. I have called by name. That is kara. That's to appoint someone the way they do in a formal setting. We hereby pronounce this person as this and that. I have called him by name. I have commissioned him. I have appointed him. That's what they said concerning Bezaleel. I have appointed Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And listen to this. Then now God now said, because of this appointment, I have given him access to the realm of wisdom and understanding. He said, and I have filled him with the Spirit. Remember yesterday we said that when you want to transit realms, you do it through the Spirit. It's immersion into the Spirit that brings the transition. Because the Spirit is always the gateway into the dimensions of God. I have filled him with the Spirit. That is, I have brought him to the measure, to come to be immersed in a measure. I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. That is craft and skill. You didn't realize that there's an appointment to craftsmanship. Now, listen. The same way God said it to Moses. Look at the way Moses said it in chapter 35. He repeated it exactly so that people will honor him when they see Bezaleel. They won't say he's not among the priests. He's not among the 70 elders. He's not even a leader of the tribe. So Moses said, the Lord, Exodus 35 verse 30, and Moses said to the children of Israel, see, the Lord has called by name. He received this instruction from heaven. When he came down, he reported it. So that the people, when they see Bezaleel, they will appropriate to him and acknowledge that this work is doing. We have to respect him and hear his instruction, because this office he has now received came directly from appointment from heaven. So he said, listen, he said to the children of Israel, Moses didn't come down and say, okay, let Bezalel do it. Bezalel will handle that. He said, see. The same way God said to him, see. He told them also, see, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. He has filled him with the spirit of wisdom, understanding, in knowledge and all manner of workmanship. Everything God said, Moses reported. You know what that was? That was an appointment. A destiny appointment on take. This is your destiny. That's what it is. And then access to the realm, the corresponding realm that supports the office is granted. Listen, there are realms that support your office. When you are appointed a prophet of God, they give you access to the realms of the prophets. Access to the realms of the prophet. When you are appointed an apostle of Jesus Christ, they give you access to the knowledge of the mysteries of Christ. Which is why you see this man, we are exploring his testaments, continues to write out mysteries of Christ because he was appointed an apostle of Christ. He said it so, appointed a preacher, an apostle. He says it's an office. Because it's an office, I have access to the files that are classified. I'm out of that office by grace. I'm declassifying a few to the body so that they will learn. When you are appointed, that's why you see in his letter, you say, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, not of men, nor according to man, but by the will of God. You can see the authority in the declaration of office. You see it in his apostles, not of men, or according to men, but by the will of God. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Paul, a servant, an apostle of Jesus Christ. It's like somebody teach the people to appointments in destiny. Now listen, there are all manner of appointments in Christ Jesus. All manner of appointments in Christ Jesus. We have seen them, and if where we didn't see clear, we have seen the scope, and it's infinite. Which is why we speak to all men in Christ Jesus that there is an appointment for you, whatever is your function. I was speaking with some youngsters, teenagers, and I was just rumorously calling both of them apostles. They, I don't want to be an apostle. I don't want God to call me. And one said, and there's one I usually call apostle that won't say anything, but that day that one said, no, me, I'm not. And though I laughed about it, I said, you really don't want that? Say, no, please, let me just be serving God. I want to. And it touched me in my heart that these people do not know what Christ is. Because when I call them servants of God, apostles of Christ, all they could see was ending behind the pulpit. But they didn't know that they are apostles in science and engineering for Christ Jesus. There are realms, if you want to operate in Christ, there must be a confirmation of apostleship. If not necessarily by title, but by function and appointment. Because those mysteries are apostolic mysteries. This thing, they are prophetic mysteries. There are mysteries that are available in only the apostolic realms. Listen, we are in the days where the apostolic gates and the realms are being opened season by season. The reason why there's a lot of proliferation of people apostle this, apostle that, is because even though it's being done abundantly, is because we are in a phase of the unveiling of apostolic mysteries. Access again to apostolic mysteries. We had that wave. There was a time where prophets, everybody was a prophet. It's because there were prophetic realms being opened. But those prophetic realms were opened to usher in apostolic phase, so that other apostolic mysteries in Christ will be revealed. Listen, the access to the mysteries you have will be conferred upon you and determined by the office conferred. When you enter the office of the senator, there are details you will have that you won't have if you are the chief of armed staff. If you are the head of the Nigerian military, there are access to details we have that the governor of a state won't have. And there's information the governor of a state will have that you wouldn't have. The man in the military will have the information, security details. The governor will have other administrative secrets. Why? Their office determines their access and the mysteries they keep. There are other things that are called the apostolic. They are the prophetic mysteries of Christ. There are still others that are accessible only through apostolic gifts. But the apostolic mysteries of Christ, the apostolic is an office. That's why you see Paul said, I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher. That is to tell you that the appointment to being a preacher is different from the appointment to be an apostle. You may be an apostle and you may not necessarily preach, but you will demonstrate the office and the function, which is a bit begs the question, what is the apostolic function?
Oh my God.
I am appointed a preacher, comma, an apostle, comma, a teacher, comma. So when I heard those youngsters, I said, I wish that they know Christ. They will jump into these things I see over them. Even though I just call them, hey, apostle. No, I don't. They do not know anything yet. There are many others who are here like that. When you grow to the appointment, you'll be granted access to realms. Certain realms will be accessed by revelation. Certain realms will be accessed by the conferment of appointment. You have no business operating the apostolic realms if you have not been appointed an apostle. You won't even have access to the mysteries. Which is why some persons wonder why they can't function in a particular way, even though they are Jehovah of God. It's because you don't have that access. Not because you don't. There is order and structure in the kingdom of God. Someone say, I wish I am a prophet that I will be seeing vision. Is that what you were asked to do? Is that your function? I wish I would be calling people's names and know them, know every detailed secret of their heart. That is not what you were called to do. So there's no, you don't have, it's not, you may, it's not what you were called to do. A story is told about a man of God who was a renowned preacher, filled stadiums by preaching of the gospel. Stadiums would be packed. He would preach the gospel to them. He went to a healing evangelist ministry and saw blind eyes open, miracles, healing, diversities of signs. And he was touched and he was weeping. And he said to God, God, will these kinds of signs ever occur in my ministry? Now, this was a renowned and established preacher. I said he will fill stadiums when he preaches. And God said, well, if you preach, some may be healed. Sometimes healings will occur, other times they may not. But as for you, focus on preaching the gospel. There he remained. He preached the gospel. There were no miracles of blind eyes opening in every preaching, all that. But there were conversions and salvations. Stadiums will be packed and people will run out to turn their lives to Christ. That was his function. One day in one of his services, a blind eye opened and they told him, say, sir, a blind eye just happened. And he was like, well, that's strange. We don't usually have those kinds of signs in our meetings. But glory to God. Well, all thanks to God for that. He went on. Function, purpose, callings, appointments, destinies in Christ. Teach them to destiny. Teach them unto appointments in Christ.
teach them to destiny. Some of you tonight, your access to destiny has just been granted. Some of you will watch the change of seasons will occur. Things will change spiritually. Remember, we talked about the every spiritual blessing that begins from heavenly places in Christ. That where the blessings are in heavenly places in Christ. That's where to begin to access them. And revelation blessing, or the revelation, grants you access to the blessings that are obscured and hidden in heavenly places in Christ. Some of you, access has been granted by conferment of appointments. What is going here is very deep. It's pure apostolic ordinations. It takes an authority and an office in Christ to execute some of these kinds of things. It's not because somebody, you know, there is an office operating here. You will know. There is an office operating here. There is an office in Christ operating here. This is not just talking as this. There is something going on here that is different. That's because there is a function occurring. Because it's occurring. It's a function. Father, will give you grace. Tonight, many of you have entered your appointments. I thought I would hear that amen again. Tonight, many of you have entered your appointments.
Amen.
You have been on journeys, hearing teachings for weeks now, just all manner. Tonight, some of you have reached a milestone. Destiny has just opened. There are some of you, there is a clarity of a pathway to take. It just dawned on you. It just dawned, the clarity of a pathway. You say, I should be doing this. It just dawned on you. Is that realization? You know, yesterday we said that when and where there is a change of realm, it is accompanied by a new awareness. An awareness is introduced into your consciousness. That's because the zone has shifted. The zone has changed. When John changed realms in heaven, he became aware, visually aware. He had a change of awareness through the visions he was seeing. Some of you just got appointed to destiny now. It was a prophecy before, but now they have validated it by appointing you to it. The Bible talks about those who are appointed to salvation, appointed to life. There are many of you now, it was a prophecy hanging over you. You have just now been officially appointed to it.
Amen.
It's a night that you will never recover from. So many things have gone on in your life during that moment of praying and speaking the tongues of heaven, really arranging things together by utterance of mysteries. Some of many of us tonight, it has occurred with you. Go ahead, just give him praise and thank him for the appointments. Give him praise. Thank him for the appointments. Have a night worshiping and thanking for the appointments. In heavenly place.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank him for the appointments. My own destiny will be saw. My own destiny will be revealed to me. My own destiny will be assessed. My own destiny will be saw. My own destiny will not pass me by. My own destiny will not fade away. Thank you, Jesus, for the appointments. 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 Thank you, Jesus, for the appointment.
Thank you, Jesus, for the appointment. Kabababa. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank Jesus for the appointments.
Oh Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the appointments. Mekoro Sababa. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, we give you praise. Now, I decree over everyone here tonight and over everyone listening that your destiny being so is delivered to you tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever is lacking and is makes it not to be clear, today the piece of that puzzle is completed tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For many accesses are granted into the corresponding dimension of your appointment and ordination in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree upon everyone tonight, Kande Koba Kaladia, your appointments unto dimensions and offices in Christ Jesus, receive in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take, receive it, take it now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree your delivery of these accesses by the confirmment of these things we have spoken about tonight in the name of Jesus. Let it be so now for you in the name of Jesus. Whatever will serve as a hindrance or a resistance to this completion of the and the fulfillment of these decrees, they are laid off your life tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Therefore, take every delivery of whatever has been assigned in your direction tonight. Receive every allocation of it now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This is a decree from an instituted order of Christ to execute these commandments by Christ himself. Therefore, receive every decree and it is established concerning you in the name of Jesus. Take fresh appointments in Christ. Fresh ordinations in Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we give you praise. Go ahead and thank him for the ordinations.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for the ordination. Thank you, Father.
Glorify.
Barakatuh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can we go ahead? Let's just celebrate God. Give him a shout, a clap, and a celebration. Let's hear your excitement. Glory to God. Have you been blessed?
Oh yes.
Hallelujah.
Congratulations. Glory to God. My God, something has happened to some persons tonight. Listen, by the end of all of this experience of God, you'll be changed into another individual, transformed into another identity entirely. If you continually following and you receive every word, the spirit of the word, the revelation, the illumination, and allow the word to have its complete course in your life, its complete purpose and function, design, and that, you can't be the same. You won't be normal. For wisdom, for strength, for insight, for posture, for content, for identity, all in all, you can't be normal. You can't be ordinary. You can't be regular. Because the design is for Christ is that everybody is unique, different, in him. Your profiting will appear to all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we give praise. Your profiting will appear to all. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed.